The Afghan leader has once again threatened to reject a planned security pact with the U.S. if Washington continues its drone strikes in the country. Hamid Karzai's remarks come in the wake of a new assassination drone attack that killed an Afghan child in Helmand province. We have this report.
The Afghan president has harshly condemned the recent deadly airstrike in Helmand province, which led to the death of a two-year-old toddler. Hamid Karzai stressed that he will not sign the security pact as long as such oppression by foreign forces continues in the country.
He's talking about the night raids and the other things that the so-called coalition forces do that have killed large numbers of civilians. There was one province that kicked them out because they were raping and torturing people. You know, the U.S. doesn't respect Afghanistan.
Karzai said the recent U.S. attack shows that American forces are not respecting the life and safety of Afghan people.
For years, our innocent people have become victims of the war under the name of terrorism, and they have had no safety in their homes.
Following the latest airstrike, the Afghan leader added a reduction of U.S. missile attacks to his list of demands for signing the security deal. This is while Washington has been pressing Kabul to endorse the pact, which allows thousands of U.S. troops to remain in the country after 2014. Recently, U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice threatened that a delay in striking the controversial deal risks the complete U.S. military pullout of the country next year. However, the Afghan president has so far resisted the pressure and set conditions for penning the pact, which has been approved by the country's Grand Council or Loya Jirga. Karzai has agreed to sign the deal if U.S. stops military raids on Afghan homes and brings peace to the nation after decades of war. He has also called for the release of Afghan prisoners held in the notorious U.S. Guantanamo prison. Crimes committed by U.S.-led forces in the country in recent years have intensified anti-American sentiments among Afghan people. But despite growing anti-U.S. feelings in Afghanistan, officials in Washington insist on long-time military presence in the country.
The more obvious thing is that their plans for having access to natural gas pipelines, which will one day be constructed, they hope, is one. And then two, what we won't talk about is all the heroin that seems to facilitate a whole lot of people getting money. I mean, the amount of heroin has increased in production by 40 times since the so-called liberation of Afghanistan from the Taliban. So you've got drug money, that's big business. And then, of course, you've got energy money. And, of course, there are a lot of contractors and military industrial type people as well. It's a way to have a presence in the region. So it fits a lot of policy prerogatives of different interests in the United States.
Thousands of Afghans have lost their lives following the U.S.-led war in their country, which began in 2001 under the pretext of fighting terrorism. But after more than a decade, violence has escalated and civilians still die as a result of the crisis that the U.S. has created there.